Welcome to the Fitness and Lifestyle Podcast. I'm your host, Dan Kennedy, and you tune in today because you're sick of trying every fad diet under the sun and training yourself into the ground without seeing any results. That's why I'm here, to share the most effective ways to eat and train for sustainable and real results. Hey guys, welcome to this bonus episode of the Fitness and Lifestyle Podcast, where I'm briefly going to talk about what to do the following day after you binge eat or overeat. Now, I think it's extremely important to mention that there's a big difference between a reoccurring binge eating cycle, which is often referred to as an eating disorder or some form of food disorder, and just overeating. But what I wanted to really discuss today is that, you know, everybody goes through phases, or everybody has those days where they overeat. And we classify that as binge eating, where you just eat an absurd amount of food, you go way over your macro and calorie targets for the day, and you kind of get to the point where you're almost eating uncontrollably. And then the next day, you usually feel really bad about it. Now, the reoccurring pattern the following day is usually reducing calories drastically, increasing your energy expenditure drastically, and doing all of these things that tend to lead to a repeat of that binge eating, whether it be a week later, whether it be a few days later, whether it be a few weeks or even months. But it's that patterning in your brain that when you have those days where you overeat, that it's a really bad thing and that you should punish yourself for it, when in actual fact, there's a better way to go about it. And we want to get out of that habit or out of that routine of every time we overeat, feeling really bad about ourselves and then doing drastic things the following day to try and make up for it, which in the end is just going to lead to a repeat of that binge eating or overeating episode again. So this episode is only going to be short, and this is just my opinion. I know there's lots of different opinions out there about the way you should approach this, but this is what's worked for me. This is what's worked for my clients. And I think in the end of the day, this is what is going to help create a healthier relationship with food. Now, I've also already done an episode on creating a healthier relationship with food. You can go back and have a listen to that, but this is kind of just pairing on with that. So the day after, so let's say tonight I've gone out and I've overeaten, I've eaten relatively well all day in terms of sticking to my macros and my calories. I'm currently in LA at the moment, so I've gone out for a meal out and I've been absolutely starving. I haven't eaten much during the day. I've been exercising a lot, and then I go out and have a big burger, some chips. I decide to order a milkshake, whatever it may be. Then I get dessert and I get home and I realize I've gone over my calories by 1,000 calories for the day. Now, keep in mind, some binge eating episodes can be way larger than that. So this person's calorie target may be around 2,000 calories, and a binge eating occurrence for them may end up being 6,000 calories. And it sounds like a lot if you're listening to it, but trust me, it's not that hard to do. So what should I do the following day? I wake up tomorrow, I'm feeling relatively shitty about what I've done the night before, what I've done the day before, and I'm thinking that I need to do something to make up for it. But this is where I like to implement what I call the goldfish mentality. And all that is that I completely forget about the day before. Now, there is a reason for this, because if you're binge eating every single day, if you're overeating every single day and you're blowing out your calories consistently on a daily or weekly basis. But what this is going to do is help you create the better relationship with food, help you understand that you don't need to do drastic things the following day after eating a few too many calories. So what I'm going to do is use a goldfish mentality, forget about the fact that I overate the day or night before. I'm going to go back to my normal macros, my normal calories. If I meant to train that day, I'm going to train. If I meant to do weights that day, I'm going to do weights. If I meant to do cardio that day, I'm going to do cardio. If I'm not meant to train and I'm not meant to do cardio, then I'm not going to go out and do anything drastic and start smashing myself in the gym to try and make up for it. Now, in saying that, I always do feel like on those days where mentally you don't feel that great, a great way to make yourself feel better is to do some form of exercise. So going for a light walk or even a light jog, taking the dog for a walk, playing some golf, whatever it may be, having a swim, that might be something that is going to help you mentally. But physically, I don't want you to go out that following day and punish yourself training-wise, doing ridiculous amounts of cardio and training in the gym to make up for those calories and try and burn them off. You're just going to get straight back to your normal routine as quickly as possible, and that includes your nutrition as well. So we're going back to our normal macros, whatever they were before, you know, our regular eating patterns, whether that's in a calorie deficit, whether that's in a calorie surplus, whatever it may be, we're getting back to normal. So we're hitting our protein, our carbohydrates, our fats, our micros. So we're getting in fruit, we're getting in vegetables. And I actually want you guys to increase your water the following day. Now, a lot of the time when you wake up after overeating, you'll tend to hold a little bit of weight. And often that weight is just water and glycogen. So the glycogen is holding water and our body's holding a little bit of extra water compared to usual from the extra carbohydrates, the extra sodium. And that's usually what bumps that scale weight up. Now, firstly, the worst thing that you can do the following day is to step on the scales because you're going to feel even worse. But if you notice that you look a little bit softer, you feel a bit heavier, and you just feel a little bit sluggish, then in my opinion, the best thing you can do is just drink a lot of water, because that's going to help flush out all that excess crap that's in your body doesn't necessarily need. So that extra water and everything that you're holding on to, by drinking more water, it's going to make you go to the bathroom a little bit more, and you're going to get rid of it a little bit quicker. And also you're going to be more hydrated, you're going to feel a lot better, you're going to sleep better that night, and your energy levels are going to be more consistent for that day. So that's what I want you to do with your nutrition. That's what I want you to do with your training. If you do have a training session scheduled, then make sure you put those extra calories to good use. You'll find that you'll have an amazing session because you've taken in a lot of calories, your energy stores are quite high, and you might even have a really, really, really good training session and make progress, especially if you're trying to lose fat. That might be that little bump, even though it's not necessarily a good thing. It might be that bump in calories, that bump in energy stores that you needed, and motivation to get you back on track and losing fat again. But make use of the calories, get the most out of that training session, make sure you progress, make sure you improve and get better, and put them to good use. But don't feel bad about yourself, guys, because firstly, everybody does it. Everybody does it. Regardless of who you talk to, I don't care if it's someone who claims that they're, you know, the fittest person on earth and they eat well all the time, every day of the year, and they never stuff up, because I guarantee they do. So firstly, don't feel bad about it. Secondly, what I do want you to do though is not just, I know we're using the goldfish mentality, but I do want you to go back and kind of look at why. Why did you overeat? Was it for an occasion? Was it your birthday? Was it your partner's birthday? Someone in your family? Were you celebrating something? Because if that's the case, then that's fine. But if it's something to do with, you know, and some form of internal or external factor, whether it be the fact that you're unhappy at work, or whether it be something that seems to trigger that binge eating or that overeating too often, and it's got nothing to do with a big occasion or anything like that, or you're not celebrating anything, then maybe it's time to look at that and what's actually causing it and address it to make sure that it doesn't continue happening. Because if it does continue happening, it is, you know, it's very likely that it will eventually lead to some form of eating disorder, whether that's a very severe eating disorder or whether that's minor. I think, in my opinion, any form of eating disorder should be taken seriously and it should be addressed as soon as possible so we can build that healthy relationship with food. You guys can enjoy the food and drink that you're eating daily while still seeing results. If you're following flexible dieting, tracking your calories, your macros, your protein, you're rotating your food sources and you know what your goal is, you are in complete control of your results. That is one thing that you guys need to know, is that you are in complete control of your results, and you should be. And once you figure that out, that's when your confidence goes up. That's when, you know, your training consistency, your nutrition consistency goes up, because you know that you can just make slight alterations and completely change the way you look, the way you feel, the way you're performing. And once you have that knowledge, they say knowledge is power. And I think that is definitely, I definitely agree with that saying, because as soon as I figured out that I was in control of my food and that I could predict my results by making sure that I was tracking my calories and my macros, then that opened up a whole new world for me in terms of the progress I saw. So I wanted to keep this episode short, so I'm going to cut it off there. If you do have any questions, send me an email, danny@dannykennedyfitness.com. If you've enjoyed today's episode and you think that someone you know could benefit from listening to it, it's only basically 10 minutes long, take a screenshot of this episode, post it on your Instagram story, tag myself, share it with your friends. I'd love to see some feedback on today's bonus episode. Thanks so much for tuning in. Hit that subscribe button if you haven't already. And I hope you guys are looking forward to the next episode, because it is a great one. So enjoy the rest of your day. Thanks again for tuning in.